Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawks head coach Jeremy Culleton. Jeremy, if I'm you, I don't want to talk hockey for a while. I don't want to see hockey for a while. I don't want to listen to sports radio. I just want to go away. Is that what you're doing now? I guess not, because you're talking to us.
Good morning. I love hockey. Love the grind of it. And obviously, it's not the end of the season that we wanted to have, but lots of progress made. And to me, the work, how you get through it is you get back to work and you start looking at. Obviously, we're going to do meetings with the players, and we're having, you know, Stan and I are having a lot of conversations, and we're getting to work to, you know, work towards having a better team next year.
Dave would know this better than me, but I guess if you're a manager or a head coach, you never really have a break from it. This is why I would be a terrible head coach, because I would just want to get away after all of that. But you guys live with it 365 a year, don't you?
Yeah, I think it is. When the games stop, it's the load does get a little bit lighter, especially as a coach, because you're not during the season, you're always getting ready for the next game. Even when you have a day off, you're getting ready for the next day to practice and how you're preparing for the next game. And so that is a grind. But now that there's no games left, you do get a little bit of time to decompress. And obviously, I'm going to spend a lot of time with the family. That's important. But you're always thinking about the team and how we can make things better.
Jeremy, good morning. Stan had described this as a transitional year. It certainly was that. How much growth did you see from all these young guys you played this year? And you certainly played a lot of them.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. I think going into the season, we talked about giving young players opportunity. We hope to follow through on that. I would say that we were able to do more than we expected. More guys got in and played larger roles than even we had hoped. You know, I think guys like, you know, Boqvist and Doc, you know, we kind of expected them to play bigger roles. I mean, injuries kind of prevented them from, you know, having the seasons they want to have. But in their place, it's like we had, you know, 10 guys play the last game of the season and, you know, over 300 games played by rookies. It's that's a huge number. And so for our team going forward, that experience, and whether it's us evaluating them and where they fit in, and, you know, as part of what we're building, and being able to give them feedback for what they need to do to reach a higher level of play, those things are going to be extremely valuable as we look to build the team.
Let's talk about some of your older guys. Alex DeBrincat, he's 23.
Yeah.
he took a big leap this year, though. Yeah. Where was the biggest growth you saw in his game?
Yeah, it's crazy to think, you know, a lot of guys haven't even played their first game in the league at his age, and he's already basically established himself. He's going to be a 40-goal scorer. And, you know, so the production is easy to point to. The numbers, he found a way to influence the game on almost every night. But that, to me, that a lot of that comes from his play away from the puck and his work ethic and his skating and pressuring and having that relentless style that we're trying to build here. And you know, it's nice to see guys get rewarded when they do those things. He's become a very, very high-end two-way player in the league and extremely valuable for us. I mean, he's killing penalties and playing all situations. You play him in the last minute, whether we're up or down, and really, really big building block for this team.
Jeremy, I'm reading this morning about Patrick Kane and how he had a nagging injury issue this season. And going back to the 2020 playoffs, he's been dealing with it. Is he going to be 100% next season?
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously, you never want to be dealing with anything nagging as a player. You want to be 100%. You want to feel fresh. You want to feel like nothing's holding you back. Obviously, he's the type of player that can, you know, find a way to produce, to impact the game, no matter how he's feeling. And this year, you know, he again, found a way to produce at a really high level. You know, obviously, we didn't have an elite team this year, and so it's hard to get big numbers, yet he found a way, and I think we as a team ended up performing at a higher level than a lot of people expected, and he was a big part of it. We were right there, you know, for a large part of the year in a playoff spot and battled. You know, we're in the mix in the race nearly to the end, and he's deserves a lot of credit for that.
You shut down Kirby Dach late in the season. He'd aggravated scar tissue going back to his wrist injury that he suffered last summer. Is this anything that's going to be a nagging type of thing for him, or is it just something that at the end of the season, out of an abundance of caution, you thought better of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of times when you have a surgery, whether it's your wrist or your shoulder or your knee or whatever, there's scar tissue in there, and part of the process of getting back to full range and feeling 100% is you got to break down the scar tissue, and that can be painful. And that's, you know, what he was dealing with, and it's, you know, it's hard. It's not easy to play when you're in pain. You know, it's not a long-term concern, but at the end, you know, from his perspective, to be able to go into the off season and be totally focused on getting back to, as I said, it's as a player, you want to feel 100%. You don't want to feel anything. And he's going to have a great summer and come back ready to be an impact player.
Great.
Remember, Jeremy, when you deal with your wife and your three kids now, you don't have quite as many excuses to do something else and not go with the family without the games. But you can try that thing you just said to me. You know, you got to think about it every minute, even during the off season. Good luck with that, and have a great off season. And let's go Hawks next year.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on, guys. They'll let me know.
Yeah, they always do, don't they? Thanks,
Jeremy.